Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hey, everyone. I'm Sean. Welcome to Cultivating Collaboration and Advantage. I'm the CEO and founder of Advantage. And I have Mark Jamnik, my co-host, on with us. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. It's so great to be here.
Wonderful. We did it.
We did it. Here we are. Oh my gosh.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're excited about our new live podcast / radio show. We're at Max 6 Studios and hosted by Phoenix Business Radio X. And we appreciate the opportunity. This is something that we've been kind of working on and debating and trying to figure out a way. We actually did some test runs. We are finally here. It's going to be exciting.
It's exciting. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember when we were just like had this, this was an idea. And here we are sitting here in the studio, actually recording and going live.
That's how it usually starts, right? with an idea. And then you kind of iterate and work on and learn, and which kind of brings to our story, Advantage and how it occurred to me that, you know, this is something that, for small businesses and founders and freelancers, I kind of found out there's some pain points, there's some ways that really we could help to grow and through collaboration. And that kind of sets us in the journey that we started October of 2018. 2019 was really our first year to launch and again, do a lot of learning there. And 2020, as we all went through it, was another massive learning year. And that's when we really started, the traction started working and the community came together. And here we are. We've got our first show launching. It's going to be a monthly show live. And then on YouTube and Facebook and all the platforms will be on there soon. And Clubhouse. So our plan is to expand. But the first one is live in person, which is nice.
Very cool. Yes. Especially since 2020 was so virtual for so many and continue to be for a lot of ways. And so I love the idea of the name of this show as Cultivating Collaboration, because quite frankly, that is really what I experienced as I joined the platform last year in 2020. And I have to say, of all the people that I've had an opportunity to meet on the platform, it really is a way. People have heard me say this phrase, and it's an African proverb, and it's, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go further, go together. And to me, when I found Advantage and saw that, I saw how everyone wanted to go further together. And so to me, this is what's really exciting about participating and co-hosting the show with you, is because there's so many people that is the guests we're going to have on are going to have an opportunity to really showcase all of those things and all those lessons that you learned from that ideation from 2018 through 2019 through 2020, and how you truly, truly listen to those that are participating in the platform so that you can iterate in a way that allows your customer your customer to essentially feel heard. So I believe that that's really the idea of this podcast as well, for people to really understand what it is that and how it is that this collaboration piece can really come together and work effectively and lift everyone up in the same way.
And this is why you're sitting here next to me, Mark, because you get it. I'm serious. This is, and we're learning as we come along too. It's not like I had this clear 100% vision. I knew where I wanted to take us. I knew the value. I knew what was missing. But the how part of it, it's one that I've learned from people like you and many others on our platform, just interacting with them, working with them, being their customers, us being our customers, which is the definition of collaboration, is working together. The closer I work with our members, the better I understand that how we really need to deliver that delightful experience. And in a nutshell, for those who have never heard of Advantage, we are essentially a business trading platform on a collaborative platform. So this is where primarily local service businesses and digital freelancers. They come, they offer their excess capacities, meaning their slow times, unbooked hours, empty seats, and they trade those through the business bartering mechanism that we built, a mechanism that we call Advantage Bucks. It's a trade credit system. They're able to build and grow their business without really spending money, but using their excess capacity. For freelancers, the huge advantage is, and that by freelancers, I mean digital creative freelancers, web developers, digital marketers, logo designers, anyone, which is really a trend with the what happened with COVID and with the new stats. A lot of people are jumping the ship and they're finally setting on their entrepreneurship journey that they've always wanted to do. One of the stats that really impressed me late last year was Yelp actually reported 160,000 small businesses have closed. Only 100,000 will not even open again.
Wow.
But at the same time, 1.5 million new business licenses were issued, mm-hmm. which means people are just finally deciding that, you know what, I'm going to do what I really want to do. And I think over the next 10 years, next 15, 20 years, that's the trend we're going to see. We're going to see entrepreneurship. We're going to see people building what they want to build, doing, working the way they want to do. One of the things I'm kind of proud to say that our platform is really set for you to build your business. Mm-hmm. A freelancer can only work in a gig economy on a Fiverr or other platforms and just trade, you know, hours for dollars. Yep. You don't really build your own business. You don't build your brand. You are essentially still working for the platform. On our platform, you're able to build your own brand, build your own business, test it via trading with other like-minded business owners, and then take that to the market. And it's that groundwork for it.
Yeah, and to build on that, when you're talking about the barter type of marketplace here and the trade elements, and I think I just want to further explain that a little further because I hadn't necessarily done a lot of barter in the past. And what I really love about Avantage is you have an opportunity to not necessarily, doesn't need to be one for one. You have an opportunity to offer your services on the platform and then be able to receive something else that you need that is provided on the platform. And so you could utilize your bucks somewhere else. And so I really found that powerful, as well as, you know, as you were talking about building out a business. And, you know, I've had my business now for 10 years and I went through a lot of iterations and really found and aligned in 2020. And inside of that, I was really beginning from ground zero. Even though I had been in business for almost 9 years, I was starting out from almost ground zero. And what I had an opportunity to really do and explore inside of the Avantage platform was to offer my services in a way for people to be able to experience it and then talk about that inside of the community. And this is what I'm saying about all tides rise, all ships. This is where, you know, there would be, you know, someone, Kathy was one of the first clients that I worked with on the platform. And she just came on the next, we were doing these weekly meetings. And she was like, oh my gosh, you know, you got to work with Mark. You got to work with Mark. Here's what he was able to do. And it was just, it's one thing if I say it. And I think this is one of the biggest challenges and one of the biggest solutions that Avantage offers is, as we all are super passionate about what we do, and we could go out there in the marketplace and tell the marketplace how great we are at that, mm-hmm. and the most taking out as much ego as possible, simply just because of what our passion is. And that's one thing versus someone else who's saying, oh my gosh, you need to work with Mark. And that really helped transform my business because what was starting to happen is other Avantees mm-hmm. were able to start working with me and they also had a similar experience to Kathy. And so that had an opportunity for me to really build and grow. And really, I owe a lot of those elements to Avantage and the community that's a part of it. And what was also great, just to kind of tie this whole, you know, story into a knot or into a bow, is essentially then I was able to then go and take and build up some of the other elements that I needed inside of my business, utilizing some of the Avantage bucks that I was paid. And so that really was just a beautiful, it was just such an element of an elegance of flow. And that's what I really love about Avantage.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that this is the thing we witnessed, you know, and you being as one of our highest valued member and the value member, the ones that are, you essentially get what you put into it, right?
Totally.
So you have to get involved. You have to kind of utilize it. You have to offer great value, great service. And we've actually have increased, we're kind of upping our barrier to entry almost to make sure we have the right fit mm-hmm. members. You know, it's got to be a digital creative freelancer that can offer some skill set and talent. And for local services, it's got to be a local service that's reputable, you know, good quality business, because that's the essence of the platform is to make sure everyone has a great experience. But to take that and, you know, build your business and collaborate, And especially at the end of our transactions, everyone gets to write reviews one another, right? And actually, I'm excited to announce a new feature that we just launched this morning is all of the reviews that you get on your profile on Avantage and by working with other business owners. Now, with one click, you can share those on social media. Mm-hmm. And that way you can build your portfolios, your reviews, your customer feedbacks, and share it with the public. And that kind of attracts or helps you brand yourself again and build your business. So that's one of the new features we've added. We're excited. But, you know, and then for local service businesses, it really just makes sense. You know, one of the things that I learned early on before we write a line of code was by interviewing, you know, a lot of the customers. This behavior exists. You know, every small business owner has either traded, bartered with another person near them once or twice, or they have it ongoing. And actually, this behavior existed way before money was invented 6,000 years ago by the Phoenicians in Mesopotamia. And we always say it's not a coincidence that we're bringing barter back in Phoenix, Arizona from Phoenicians. So it is an intrinsic behavior we have. It's just there's not a trusted, safe platform to conduct it with an ease, with a push of a button. That's been our journey. That is something that we constantly have to improve on. And I'm excited on our next segment, we'll have Lindsay McNeil. We're going to talk about user experience, customer journey, all of that, which is going to be a core foundation of our platform. It's really important to make that easy. We're exchanging, in a way, we are leaving fiat money behind and trying to bring that direct trade between business owners, because this is something you and I have discussed before. There's some certain scenarios that we feel like fiat money is a hindrance. And it's in the scenario of, I always call the dentist and the web developer. Dentist needs the web developer, has to go find a patient, put him in a chair, get the teeth pulled or whatever they do.
not always pulling the teeth.
Yes, that's tough work. And build the insurance, collect the, you know, some of the cash, pay the credit card fees, merchant fees. And then same thing with, and get that cash in hand and hire a web developer to do his website. Same thing with a web developer. He or she has to go find a customer, build the website, build a client, pay all those credit card fees to the bank, get that cash in hand, and then find a dentist to get the teeth pulled. So our whole vision to one day push a button, either one, and find that trade instantly, and they can match them to not go through all that overhead and the fat. And being service economy, it's a trillion plus size economy. There's tons of fat that can be cut. Mm-hmm. So that's our big grand vision on how to connect people in this barter economy.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, and I go to my dentist to get my teeth cleaned. And so there's so many different things in so many different ways. Couple things. One, I just was watching, we've seen the acceleration of Bitcoin. And Elon Musk just mentioned something that really stood out. And one of his comments inside of it, and I'm not going to quote it exactly, but this was it. You know, money is really kind of a challenge in sense of, but it's a necessary piece because of, we can't figure out the barter piece because barter is so ineffective.
I saw that tweet.
And so, again, we're talking about so many different ways of how can you utilize barter. And if you're looking at barter from a one-to-one exchange, and I remember having a conversation with someone when I was talking about Avantage and how it was really making an impact in my business. And the person that I was talking to said, yeah, I've done that before, but you can only eat so much. In the example, it was like, you can only eat so much pizza, right? If you're trading for pizza. At the same time, I said, no, this isn't that. Right? I said, you have an opportunity to imagine the Amazon meets the service-based business on a barter marketplace. So you have an opportunity to take your bucks and apply it so you could buy some pizza. And then if you need some other things, if you need web development, you can do web development. So both of those things are actually available on Avantage, which is really interesting.
Absolutely. And that's, there's a technical term for that. We call that solving the coincidence of wants. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it is, because for a trade to take place, I have to have what you want and you have to have what I want at the same time for that trade to be successful. And by adding a medium exchange such as Avantage Bucks, we've freed that up, and you can kind of trade as you wish with whom you want, how you want, and when you want it. But it's, you know, bringing crypto in the conversation, that is part of our long-term product roadmap, where we will be built on blockchain technology and in a decentralized format. There's a lot involved, but we're breaking the ground on the spec side of it, and we'll have some announcements soon. I kind of want to learn or tell our audience a little bit about Mark Jamnik and, you know, the wonderful work you've been doing with our community, how you got started. And I know you're in Time Creation Coach, yep. right? You create yes. time, which yes. is magic out of the air. So tell us, walk us through that, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And so, like I said, as I've looked at realigning so much in 2020, I was looking at things that and trends of what I had done over the last 9 years. And as I was looking at all the different things that I personally had done that I could totally live in alignment with, was that I love organizing. Mm-hmm. And I really believe in organizing your way to productivity. And when you're organizing your way to productivity, there's an efficiency that comes from that. And so I really work with my clients to help them find, document, and track elements so they can accomplish more in less time. And one of the biggest things that I talk about inside of that is, how do we make sure that you can leverage some of those pieces that you already ultimately do on a consistent basis, yet instead of you doing it once or instead of you trying to do it 12 times, you do it once, but then there's 12 dominoes that fall. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the biggest keys that I talk about, is how do we create those dominoes and how do we stack those dominoes so that there's all of them are following after you just tip over one, instead of trying to individually tip over each one of those. And so, you know, that's really the biggest piece. I've spent a lot of time in coaching. I was a Tony Robbins coach for 4.5 years.
That's right.
One of 100 active coaches, and it was the most incredible experience. I had an opportunity to witness and speak with a lot of different entrepreneurs, business owners from literally all over the globe, from Australia to London, to Brazil, to Canada, to all over the United States. And what I had an opportunity to do was consistently hear challenges, right? And so as you hear these challenges, as you're listening, one of the biggest things that I talk to my clients a lot about is you've got to actively listen and really reflect back. Mm-hmm. So as you actively, deeply listen, you can then reflect back on what it is that you heard. And then you're going to stand out in a way that other people just aren't, simply because we are so in such a society of overwhelm. And
constantly,
we've got an attention span that needs to be, you know, connected to in a way that they feel heard. And so one of the biggest things that I really work on is really listening and hearing what my clients are experiencing and how do I help serve them in that way.
Absolutely. And it's because the times are, we're getting bombarded, right? With pulls and pushes and emails and texts and, you know, especially entrepreneurs, because we are kind of not only risk takers, but we usually take on more than we can handle, right? That's one of the definitions of being an entrepreneur. The things that I can attest as I worked with you, you know, you have this popular service offer that you sell on Avantage a lot is the mind mapping.
Yeah.
And that one does magic. I've been through it. Many of our members have been through it. And you are a master of decluttering what's up here in the mind, and literally creating a mind map out of it. And you just, after those sessions, it's like, oh, okay, now I got to, you know, you get a clarity, a focus on what you need to do. Because again, we wear many hats. You know, one of the things we always say is, as business owners, no matter what size, if it's a, you know, solopreneur to, you know, 10 employees to 100 employees, we're still wearing many hats. And to be able to kind of compartmentalize and organize and prioritize what's important, that takes, you know, some expertise and someone that can kind of help you. And you've really done that for me personally. So I can attest to it 100%.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I absolutely love that. And for me, it's about looking at it holistically. You know, it's a holistic business system. And the observance that I have seen is there's so many ideas that we have up here as an entrepreneur. I know myself personally, right? And so we solve our own problem first, and then we can then go to the market. And to me, what I realized is, as frustrating as it was for 9 years, not really growing or expanding my business like I had hoped, you know, just speaking very transparently, you know, kind of bouncing a little bit off of the bottom, right? Of like, okay, how do I grow more business? How do I grow more business? I mean, it's frustrating, especially when you're like going out there learning and doing all these things that, you know, everyone is kind of sharing. And what I realized, though, is, you know, we have, and we actually subject and go through our own challenges so that we can serve and serve the market in a way that really only we can uniquely bring. And so what I realized is I had to observe all of those challenges and all those pains, because I created all this stuff. I literally, I tell a lot of my clients this story. When you look at items that I own, they look brand new. I mean, whether it be a car that's 7 years old, or literally a laptop that I've owned.
Your beautiful bike.
Yeah. And so I actually had an Apple computer, and I wore out the keys. Literally wore off the paint on the keys because I had created so much content. The challenge was I couldn't find it when I wanted to look for it. And I find that being such a very common situation. And so I had to solve my own problem first. And how do I organize this? And I needed to see all the different ways that business comes together in order for me to see that map. And that's where the mind mapping session really came in. Because that was my first visual of saying, oh, now I can organize it in this organized manner and actually find it when I want to be, when I'm inspired to go and go work on that project. So I ultimately had to work through my own challenge. And that's why I feel so aligned with what I'm doing now, because I had to struggle through the pain that I hear so many of my clients.
Absolutely.
Facing.
If you have a cluttered workspace, desk space, that means your mind is cluttered. I always believed, I tell that to my kids, you know, organize your space and your mind will get organized. Yeah. Fantastic.
I haven't had a chance to talk about you at all. So I mean, like, I was getting some, putting some notes down. So again, just the couple things about Sean that I've observed, that I met almost a year ago. We actually met at Phoenix Startup Week.
Yeah. The anniversary is right around, maybe around this time.
Yeah. And so I just remember we caught up and we connected right after, and then we had a chance to meet in person right before everything went down with the pandemic. And one thing that a couple things that I've observed. One, I mean, you're a family man. You know, I know that you love your family, and you're a heart-centered engineer. And what I mean by that is, like, there's so many things from a systems perspective that you really look at, and you also look at the holistic perspective of how can we also impact the real community. So I wanted to kind of share a couple of those points, because I really feel like you listen, you hear my things that I share with you as comments, and also other members inside of the community, to really make sure that it's the best that it's possible. And then you're always thinking about different ways to help impact the community. Like, even, I know that there's some other initiatives you have in place to really help within the environment, some other things like that. And so to me, that's one of the reasons why I really connect so deeply to what it is that you're doing, what it is you're offering, and who you are as a person, because that's the holistic trifecta, essentially, of what I really believe. You know, a business is a business, and it also is a reflection of who the person is underneath. And that's why I feel like cultivating collaboration is such a big piece, because that's really who you are underneath it all. So I without you having to say some of those things, I wanted to, you know, again, sometimes when we say it, it's one thing, but if you hear someone else mention about it, I wanted to share those words with you, because I feel that about you, and I've had a chance to really know you and get to know you over this last year.
Thank you, Mark. I truly appreciate it. Yeah. That's true. You know, I've been in Phoenix since 1985, so that kind of dates me for a while. I arrived on a Greyhound bus when Greyhound was in downtown Phoenix on a Sunday afternoon in August. 115 degrees. There were tumbleweeds on the ground rolling, and we had just arrived from Washington, D.C., Alexandria, Virginia, one of the most greenest places you can imagine. So yes, this is home. Married, two kids. And, you know, as a software engineer, I was in coding and developing. But as I grew, and I always had this entrepreneurship spirit from my mother. My mother's 81 years old. Even today, she still runs her businesses and investments and all that. She can't stop. So that's where I got the core of entrepreneurship. But to kind of wrap things up, it is something that I saw a need for. And I love helping local businesses because and small businesses. This is one of the things that we have that disadvantage, competing with the multinational corporations and the, you know, the workforce from all over the world or from overseas. So as local businesses, as local freelancers, we have that challenge of, you know, how do we move up the ladder? And one of the things we believe is our true unique competitive advantage is the sheer power in our numbers. There is about 30 million small businesses, 60 or 70 million freelancers and creatives. So, you know, there's 100 million of us small guys that if we can unite on a platform or in communities and co-elevate one another, just simply sharing our resources, our skills and talents, I believe that can help us rise and be more of a level playing field. And that's what drives me. And plus, I get to hang around with smart entrepreneurs, people like you and Lindsay coming up next, and many others on our platform. I love just connecting with our members. And I have a calendar that anyone can book a session with me. And I was on it. I met some amazing people yesterday from all over now. We've launched nationwide beginning January. So we're all over the nation. I've met some amazing people in New York, in Kansas City, and they're all that they totally get our platform, and they just said, we've never seen anything like it. This is amazing, and they're literally want to help out. So looking forward to build this journey and kind of continuing with our show and bringing more of our guests on and help promote this with you, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I think we got some great interviews to come, and the beautiful thing too, and I know Lindsay will be coming up here, and I just remember within the first couple minutes of talking with Lindsay on the first time, it was like, hey, I'm gonna get real with you. And within like 3 minutes, there was some things that we just really shed away what we normally are like, oh yeah, business is going great and all this other stuff. And it was not to say that she was saying anything about her business not being great. It was like the realness and that true authenticity mm-hmm. that I've observed and have witnessed and experienced as I've talked with a lot of different of the members.
Yeah, because we're going through that entrepreneurship journey together. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of similarities in our challenges and wins and what makes things work and all that. So yeah, just to wrap things up, make sure everyone to subscribe, like, you know, all the goodies they say, follow. You know, all the things you need to do, no matter what platform you see us, please do. We're going to have, again, monthly show. It's live every Friday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Some in studio. If we have some guests that needs to join us virtually, it'll be via Zoom. And then join Avantage, avantage.com. And if you are a freelancer, local service business, anyone that has talent and skill and has a collaborative mindset and is open-minded and creative, join us. We have a kind of a pre-qualification process, and you'll welcome to our community. For Mark, they can find you on enjoylifedaily.com.
That's correct. Yes.
And some of your services is also available on avantage.com/MarkJamnick. That's your profile page.
That's it. That's
Anything
it.
Else?
One thing I was going to say is for those that join Avantage, get involved. I mean, really, it's one thing to sign up. That's action. Then the next step is to post an offer and then to really be involved within the community and see how you can really connect, because that's where it starts to happen. And that's where the momentum really starts to happen. So I invite you not only to, you know, to sign up there and also participate, because as I started, you know, it was Kathy, and then there was another, and then there was another, and then there was another. And, you know, again, things really have an opportunity of really starting to build momentum as you take that action. So
absolutely. You get what you put into it. So, yeah. Yes, we'd love to have you on board. And we're excited. We're looking forward to our next session, right?
Thank you.